This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, guys, we're back, and we're here with our guest, back to the show for his second appearance. It's been a long time. William Ramsey, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for the invite. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for working with our schedule and doing this short notice. We really appreciate it. A lot of people out there in the alternative media claim that our good friend Charlie Robinson is the hardest working man in the alternative media. I think it is you, William. You do... more podcasts than anybody I know. You read all the books too, which is extremely impressive, and you go on everybody's show too. So thanks for being here. We really appreciate it, and we're looking forward to doing this.
Thank you. That's a very nice compliment. Thank you. To be considered in company with Charlie Robinson is an honor. I'm a fan of his. So
That's the issue. I don't do a lot of the, I'm not John Brisson. I don't read all the documents. So it's good to have people like you that actually do it. And we're looking forward to getting into this Balenciaga stuff that happened recently. Deborah, are you familiar with any of it?
Yes, I am.
What is your impressions? What is your knowledge of the...
Well, just in the little digging that I did, and I'm sure, I didn't even touch the surface. They're claiming innocence. Their design, not their designer, but their campaign manager has claimed innocence and that it was an oversight and nothing intentional. And they're very apologetic, and they've since joined forces with the National Children's Alliance to try to make amends, but we'll let Mr. Ramsey give us the full details.
Well, you know a lot. I didn't know they joined forces with the National Children's Alliance.
That was February 8th. They announced that. A 3-year partnership with the National Children's Alliance to bring awareness and inform.
Wow. They really pushed the envelope. I mean, there was a huge scandal. I think it was well justified. People were shocked. I mean, it was like going through Pizzagate or something like that. All the stuff they put on social media, which I've included in these files, these slides, is pretty astonishing too, because like I didn't expect to see Michael Aquino in there or some of these other characters that I've studied, Genesis P. Orge, who were really some of the primary occultists of the 20th century. So,
Deborah, if you remember Michael Aquino, he is the naval intelligence guy who was, is it naval intelligence, William? I know he's in in multiple armed forces, which is very strange, but he was the one that was responsible for the scandal at the Presidio. Deborah lives in Marin County, William, so she's right over the bridge from the Presidio.
Yeah, he recently died with a gun. I mean, the death notice said he was shot in the head. So either think of the coroner said it was a suicide, but there was a big scandal back in the 80s, if I remember. It was like during the time of AIDS. But
yeah,
it was a serious investigation. I did a show on that with a lot of other pretty serious researchers, and they got a lot of information. But the feds were really looking into it like it was serious. They just didn't bring charges, but.
Yeah,
when, not when did that. He pass?
I think within the last couple of years, 2 years ago at 72. Mm-hmm. I can probably send you his death notice. I have it.
Yeah. And that scandal, Deborah, had to do with the child care center,
right?
The military people, because the Presidio was a working military base up through maybe the late 80s, early 90s.
That's right. Yeah.
And so there was military personnel living on that base, and they had a child care center, and all these kids started coming down with STDs and they could a bunch of them identified Michael Aquino's house and said that there was the whole tunnel thing and all that. So, but we're not here to get into that one today. We're here to do Balenciaga. You came with a whole bunch of slides, and I think we should just go for it, guys. If you want, this will be, I release this audio and visual. So if you want to watch the video, I'll drop this in the Patreon as soon as I put out the audio version too. So
that's Aquino's death notice. So he died September 1st, 2019.
So okay. I
guess 4 years ago.
Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, it says here like contact gunshot wound of head was how he died.
Did they rule it a suicide, like the coroner?
Shot self, that's what he said, yeah. I don't know to actual ruling.
But he had cancer or something like that, I think, too, is the report. All right, should we get into this this massive roll of slides you got, William?
Let's do it. I mean, I think that really the intro was people got these slides of these kids, children, like five-year-olds, six-year-olds, in these high fashion pictures with really heavy duty occult symbolism in it. And so that's one of them right there. So there's like, I mean, I don't know how old that child is, but you can take apart all the symbolism, and it's kind of like what really set people off was this kind of S&M bear, like this bear.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah. So, yeah. But there's other stuff. I mean, there's just tons of their rackets are symbolic, the black crow, the crime tape, the rainbow, the demon in the background. I mean, it just goes the masks, the smiley face. Like, there's just, it's like a hodgepodge of occult symbolism. Like, I don't know what they didn't leave out.
Yeah. But, yeah.
You can see like the Balenciaga spelled Baal, B A A L, which is the, you know, ancient Old Testament gods that Israel was in conflict with, and God was saying never get involved with that. And
Kim Kardashian had a dress or some outfit that seemed like it was made out of that tape, and that's spelled incorrectly, but right on the front of it was that part where it's spelled B-A-A-L, right?
Right. So, so, and that's, people have taken apart the Balenciaga, and it means like some really dark stuff. So in Spanish, when you translate it to English, the actual words, it's, you'll see it later in the slides. I don't know how much credence I would give to that, but and it ties into Kanye too. So Kardashian was married to Kanye, and Kanye is involved in high fashion, and their contacts are really incredible. So, I mean, and there's other researchers who've just taken a much broader angle view of high fashion and how occulted it is. And they're really good. Okay, Natalie Denise, I think was her name. But you'll see, like, this is somebody else's research. I took screenshots from Twitter. But
okay,
the whole high fashion world is really dark. I mean, it's very dark. And Epstein was involved with this. Like, what was her name? Naomi Campbell and Jean-Luc Brunel. And some of these other characters were, I think you can safely call Epstein and Brunel pedophiles or whatever. So it gets pretty dark.
Yeah. Okay, so where do you want me to go from here? We've got
We can just go through. Like, we can go through. So that was the other slide. If you go to the very top, that girl, she's a famous model, and you'll see her around. I forgot her name. But what people did is they saw these books in the background. One was Boromans and the Cremaster Cycle, and they looked through these books. They're like artist books, but super dark. Bormann, we'll go into the pictures later. Bormann's is from Belgium, where they've had like just this very, very dark, like pitch black evil type stuff, this whole Dutroux scandal, which was the trafficking of young girls, but also tied in with heavy duty Satanism, occultism, and stuff like that. So
Boromans, that's the Belgian one where that's a wild story. That's goes real, real deep. The guy
super from, dark, like dungeons, abducting little girls, trafficking them, and it went
Didn't that actually like shut down their government? Like three million people or something marched to the Capitol, and they had to gut the whole government there actually, and nobody really knows about it outside of Belgium.
It was right. It didn't really. There's been some researchers who've gone into it. I've talked to a couple people, one from Belgium, but it was infiltrated, kind of like Epstein. It infiltrated and subverted the entire government, and all those people who were involved in it were high government officials or kind of the aristocracy of Belgium. And so they was covered up. There were people died. There was a massive, like 20 or 25 people surrounding that case mysteriously died. Like they talk about the Dutroux person, but it was a network, and there was just a huge kind of people were getting shot, being found in gardens.
Dutroux really was just kind of the common, he was like a common thug criminal, and he was seemed like the one just doing the work for whoever he was doing it for.
I would agree with that. He was clearly involved in trafficking. He was a very sick, depraved person. Like, he had traveled around Europe, but he was kind of like Epstein. It was just Epstein. Now he's been busted. We're not going to go into any network or anybody. Like, nobody wants to check who was Epstein, who was paying Epstein for his services, right? So I think Dutroux was like that. They just wanted to really kind of keep it very narrow. But Dutroux had all kinds of contacts. He had multiple houses. He had financial stuff for without having like a legit job. So yeah. There's a lot of
Was he involved with the government or just influencer?
I think it's hard to say. Like, I don't know. I can't say I'm an expert in the Dutroux case, but he had this other guy, Nihoul, Nihoul, who was like an occultist, and he never got arrested, but that guy was networked. And actually, it's very interesting. There's been some very, very interesting research about these kind of stay behind networks. I talked to an author. Her name was Cynthia Chung, who wrote a book about kind of the darker kind of stay behind networks post-war stuff. And she's actually kind of looking into this, but it seems like after the war, after World War II, there was kind of like these groups of Gladio groups that were involved in this kind of human trafficking and terrorism and really strange heavy duty stuff. And that's the Dutroux affair was an outgrowth of that going back to, you know, back into the 60s and 50s. So it's pretty remarkable that these guys have been kind of doing this very evil stuff for a long period of time.
Yeah, I found there's a podcast, a really good podcast, kind of along the lines of Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. It's called Martyr Made. And this guy does a 3-part Epstein series. And the final episode, he does the Dutroux case for like an hour.
Interesting.
And it's the best reporting I've heard on it. So.
There was one that went in, and you know, that's the whole thing, is you can get these kind of limited hangout type approaches. And I think some people are deliberately doing that with Epstein for sure. But I think there's one called La Monstre, Monstre, that really goes in English into the Dutroux case.
That's
but there's also
that's
videos you can see.
Podcast?
Out there. Correct.
Cool.
It's Lemonstre, I think.
Le Monstre.
I think it's in French or Belgian or whatever.
Okay. Cool.
But anyway, so that's kind of the Boromonds. You can see that right there. So that's Natalie Denise, Michael Boromonds. And you look through that those pictures, which you'll see, they're super dark. I mean, it doesn't even get darker. It's like ritual, clothing, cloaks, dismembered bodies. I mean, people should be very, this is like, there should be kind of a warning on this show because it gets very dark. The themes are very, very dark.
All right.
So scroll that's... down a little bit more. I mean, there's the kind of, people like focused in on the pedo bear, but they didn't focus in on like the crow is a symbol of magic and just like other monsters. I mean, there's all evidence that this kid is being mind controlled or tortured, right? There's all kinds of things intimating that's
the red shoes.
Red shoes, that red... he's in a cloak, that he's showing his thumbs. There's a picture in the background near the green square of like a monster in a cave. The colors of the rainbow. The rainbow has an occult significance. It's actually symbolizes the horoscope. What do they call it with the different planets and things like that? So the rainbow has a kind of a reference to that, and then also goes back to Wizard of Oz, right? Somewhere over the rainbow. So there's
is like one of those old highlights magazines that you'd look at the doctor's office when you're
a little
kid.
That's a good one.
You just keep going and going and going.
Exactly.
You know?
That's actually a really great analogy. So and then it goes to the Wizard of Oz, which is arguably something they've used to like mind control people. They use the book with the Wizard of Oz and the red
Kathy
shoes.
Kathy O'Brien talked about that, I think. No, or she might have talked about Disney. So, yeah.
So, yeah, you can just kind of take your time going through all that stuff. But you know, what they're spelling with the alphabet. And you can see the smiley face. If you go directly to the left of his head, there's like a smiley face looking at him. So what's he drawing and all this stuff? So it's very, you know, it's very, they, it's obviously, you can just look at it, super detail oriented.
Yeah.
So then, like, this is like a child in some kind of weird pose. You can see the Balenciaga pillow in the back, the black and white. So that symbolizes alchemy, magic. You'll see pictures of Kanye with his wife. Like, their one is all in black, one is all in white.
Yeah.
So it symbolizes coming together.
Masonic as well, as above, so below. Yeah,
just all kinds of stuff. And it's just weird. So there's like the symbolism of the pet pillow on the bottom left and plates on the floor on the right. So there's kind of weird things. And then behind this child is the kind of pedo bear that everybody seemed to focus in on as like the big, no, and you know, the kind of S&M
one's,
bear.
That one's wearing like bondage stuff as well. Right.
They claim it's not BDSM. They say it's punk.
Punk rock
they've
bear.
They've tried to, you know, have some interesting explanations, but I think it looks like what people are saying, you know. I haven't seen punks wearing a bunch of like,
yeah, I was weird a punk rocker stuff, for a long time. I never wore a leather harness, but you know.
And then there's kind of bondage gear around there, like what's all this kind of weird chains and all that stuff. So the adult thing, so like you see this mix of kind of adult themes of drinking alcohol with the child. Like what's the child doing around with like wine flutes and wine glasses and coffee mugs and stuff like that. That's also kind of also very creepy.
Yeah.
So it's not all child themed. The child is in there, but yeah. So if you go to the next one, it just kind of gets worse and worse.
Is the one that everybody saw for, I think this is the main one.
You
right
see
here.
The black dragon, you see the moon phases, that's witchcraft, Balenciaga pillow, pedo bear, whatever. And then the kind of adult stuff in there, like change and things that aren't associated with children. But
what
kind
about
of a theme.
What about the white rabbit? What does that show?
I forgot what that means, but maybe it's like
Alice in Wonderland. Follow the white rabbit.
Yeah, follow the white rabbit. But
the
red haired child
stuff also.
Yeah, the red hair is kind of a thing within at least Crowley's occultism, is like the Scarlet Woman. So I think that that's probably the intent of this kind of red-haired child, is to reference that. So very occult. And that black dragon, there is kind of like a super dark secret society associated with that symbol. So I think they know that. Like you'll see that they have to know they're not making a mistake. These are super dark references. Moon
can't
phases.
All be random.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Somebody did it. Like there's always arguments like when people make these weird hand gestures or occult hand gestures, how much of these, you know, celebrities or models know about that? I don't know, but somebody's intentionally doing it. So some of these celebrities, like somebody may just tell Justin Bieber, put your finger in front of your face like that, and he just does it. So he may not know the meaning, but somebody does. So somebody who put this together is very
At some level, they are initiates, and below that level it seems like they're just doing what they're told. Like it doesn't seem to me like Sam Smith from the Grammys was like a high level initiate. He just seems kind of like the guy that they chose to push all that stuff, but who knows.
This video is pretty dark, man. It's really heavy duty Sodom and Gomorrah stuff.
His actual music video.
Don't watch. I mean, it should have an NC-17 rating on it, so that's bad. So this is kind of Balenciaga. You can kind of see the black theme, those boots, like Kanye wears stuff like that, and the kind of weird face covering. You've seen Kanye.
Yeah, he wore that mask on, was it on Tim Pool or on Alex Jones?
I saw him on it. But it seems that he's clearly been influenced by at least either Balenciaga or this high fashion kind of style, the recent styles.
And Kim showed up at one of the Fashion Week shows with her young daughter, and they were both wearing the mask.
You'll see some of that in the Kanye slides that I have. You'll see that kind of stuff. Yeah,
and it's so crazy if you go to their website, the actual Balenciaga website, just the stuff that they sell, you know, that face mask is, I don't know, probably $1,000 or something like that. They sell these purses that were like $3,000 that look like white trash bags with the red drawstring things, you know, like just a regular 13 gallon trash bag.
Right. It is incredible what the prices that they get for their items, like pretty shocking. Like I was not something I'd be interested in shelling out for, but you know, I guess if you're worth millions or billions of dollars, like Kanye West, $1,000 is nothing.
Yeah. Deborah, do you know, do they have these, are they, do they have retail stores like at like the high end malls like Westfield or?
Balenciaga, not standalone.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
But they may have their quote unquote shop in Nordstrom. Or,
okay, they'd be in like Nordstrom's or something, Macy's, something like
that. High end, not Macy's, but
got it.
So these are pictures of this Michael Borman's Fire from the Sun, and it's like little kids, with, you know, it seems like dried blood on them. And if you look at the later pictures, it seems like they've been in some kind of like ritual room or something like that.
Yeah.
So these are pretty graphic. These are like dismembered bodies, things on the floor. It goes into very grotesque, heavy duty stuff. I learned more about this once I learned about it, but there's like these weird rituals of where I forgot the name of it, but it gets super duper. It gets like they kill the animal and then they eat it.
And this is
when you're referencing, like, it's not a mistake that they have that animal in there because it's part of a, it's referencing a real ritual.
And these are the illustrations that are in that book, Michael Borman's book
from Belgium,
on that girl's desk. Yeah, it's not like, oh, we need some props for this photo shoot. Let's just grab the nearest book. Like, that's a specific.
Well, it's on top of another one called the Cremaster Cycle, which is also super occult. So it's not there by mistake. It's like some kind of elite occultism type stuff where, you know, you're not going to shell out $100 for one of these high end fashion books, but these guys will. Like the average person wouldn't want to buy that. I wouldn't buy it.
Do you get into the court document that was, or the phony court document that was also in that stack on the desk?
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I think it's in this. Yeah. Okay. It's about a pedophile. It's about the depiction of child pornography, I think, is what that court case is about, whether cartoons were really child pornography. But it's on the, it was in there. It gets very dark. So.
All right. You want me to just keep
this is heavy duty, like sick stuff. Yeah. This is Natalie Denise's work.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just, you can just scroll through. Yeah. Go to the next one.
Yeah. They all have
pedophilia, blood ritual, dark religiosity, occultism, racism.
Full face mask, like what Kanye wears. Some weird stuff.
Pretty dark.
Yeah. Severed limbs that are on fire.
White and black, right? So you see that theme that goes into the pictures of the kid. These are like empty clothes or whatever.
Yeah. Is anything known about this guy, Michael Borman? Do you know anything about him, William?
I think that you can look into it, that he's like a known artist from Belgium. Somebody can look into him. So
is he a contemporary, like present day?
Yeah, he's left. There it is. One of the most prolific artists of our time. Like eating body parts, African Americans with masks and stuff. So it's all there.
Yeah. And Kanye West is an African American wearing a mask.
And this is the Cremaster Cycle. So to the other book is like weird pagan drawings and evil clowns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Green Man. Yeah. It's all there.
Yeah. This is strange stuff. Yeah, guys, you should watch the video version of this one. Fire from the Sun. Michael Borman's Fire from the Sun includes small and large scale works that feature toddlers engaged in playful but mysterious acts with sinister overtones and insinuations of violence. Okay, so this is the press release from Balenciaga after people started causing a ruckus about their ad campaign, right? And it says, we apologize for displaying unsettling documents in our campaign. We take this matter very seriously and are taking legal action against the parties responsible for creating the set and including unapproved items for our Spring 23 campaign photo shoot. We strongly condemn abuse of children in any form. We stand for children's safety and well-being. Wonder if after seeing this, if the Podesta brothers became new fans and ordered some art.
Right, and you see the kids, they're with body parts, and you'll see the later pictures, it looks like they're covered in dry blood.
Yeah.
And this is a super Masonic one. You see the Masonic apron, the white gloves.
Oh, yeah.
The hats, the triangle window. Another picture, his penis is showing. He's got the triangle hat.
With a one eye in it.
There's the cake or something with the Masonic.
There's the square and compass right here.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. I'm sure we could talk to some people that know more than me, and you could pick apart these photos all day long with symbolism. So this is also from the Cremaster book by Matthew Barney.
There's the Queen Man, Deborah? Symbolism.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
That's a famous author. I forgot his name. It's
this guy right here. I don't
know why he's in there, yeah. His name is, he wrote Harlot's Ghost. What's his name? So you don't know who's always in this. His name is Norman Mailer. That's Norman Mailer.
That's Norman Mailer?
That's Norman
Mailer. Oh, wow. It surely is.
What's Norman Mailer famous for, Deborah?
He's just a writer. I think he passed away 2007, but he's written. He was kind of like a creative nonfiction writer, but he was kind of
a pretty mainstream guy, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I would say so.
Interesting.
Trying to figure out. I think he won a Pulitzer Prize. He was an activist. He was around. He's kind of a cultural, important personality.
Okay, so here's the bear again.
There's the bear.
Teddy bear in bondage gear handbag marketed by Balenciaga. In some of the paintings, the children are in the process of disappearing, phantom bodies not quite removed from their gruesome acts. Okay, so these are the pictures you're talking about with these little children. Yeah,
so there's the kids with some kind of meat or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Covered in dry. This kid, you can see the color of the blood because it's kind of on it, the baby's lips. And then you can just scroll down and it's clearly these kids are covered in it. So super dark, like heads and stuff.
Yeah, hair.
This is a blind item from Crazy Days and Nights. It says, wait till everyone sees the photos that this fashion photographer has taken of kids all around the world and the way he displays them. So just kind of another reference.
Yeah. Okay, so this
is the
creative director behind the pedophile and satanic Balenciaga ad campaign. Demna Gvasalia. Has a lot to explain. And did he ever issue a statement?
He said it was an error of judgment. He told Vogue magazine it was an error of judgment. He deeply regrets his team not being able to spot what was problematic.
Well, he said that this guy said it, that his team couldn't spot what was problematic?
Correct.
But does that mean that it wasn't him that did it?
I am sure all of any big fashion company has a system of looking at the ads
up
the chain of command.
Yeah. Because I thought that was the statement of Balenciaga about, because they say it slipped by, but it was like the artist who did it. But this guy is the artist, and he's saying he's
the creative director. Yeah.
Oh, he's the creative director. Then who's the one that they're saying did it?
Well, first they were saying that the I think it's called North Six, the advertising firm, I guess, that was responsible for producing these ads. But they're a client. They're not making the decisions.
Yeah. Okay, so what's this one, William? Rachel Chandler? Who is
Right,
she?
so that's the tie-in to kind of a lot of the Epstein stuff. This girl, Rachel Chandler, worked for Balenciaga. She was a casting agent, but she was seen in pictures with like Bill Clinton, and she's still around. She's like a high fashion worker, but it's very strange that people saw her with Clinton on maybe Epstein's plane, and then she pops up in this whole scandal. And so does Kamala
Man.
Harris's stepdaughter or her daughter or whatever. She modeled for Balenciaga. So it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
And so this is their other kind of fashion maven or fashion designer. Her name is Lada Volkova. And we'll see a lot of information about her.
A lot
Pretty
of Lada.
crazy. Yeah. Lota Lada Volkova.
Yeah. It's crazy. These people are like straight out of Zoolander. It's
It's pretty
wild.
wild. That's pretty wild, yeah.
Yeah. Here she is eating
Oh,
something.
it gets worse than that. So this is her. People are talking about it. So this was, I think it was Curious Light had this great thread and then disappeared. I don't even know what happened to that thread, but they were putting a lot of really good information out.
It says Balenciaga threw the photographers under the bus, and that's not enough. If I'm wrong in something, correct me, please. As I don't want to spread in misinformation, I'm going to start with the strangest first and how it led me to her.
So there's a so these are the postings, kind of like Pizzagate had what Jimmy Comet. These are her
Yeah.
Instagram posts, sex witch, it just gets worse and worse. And there's all kinds of like inside references and stuff. This is another of hers. Devil worshippers perform gruesome rituals in forests.
She's just posting that on her Twitter or something.
Yeah, on her Instagram.
And is this her, the same one?
I don't think that's her, but I think that's
No.
something that was inspired by her style.
Yeah. The devil in disguise,
I think
Lada
originally
Volkova.
people thought that was her, but I think it's just one of her artists. But it's like a demon baby with blood on its hands and really
Yeah, very
grotesque.
strange. And this is a Balenciaga ad.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the guy striking back, Gabriel Gallimberti.
So he's the photographer, Balenciaga
He was one of, yeah, he
photographer.
blames them though.
He blames who?
Balenciaga.
Got it.
Yeah. He also added he had zero involvement in a shoot containing an excerpt from the 2008 U.S. Supreme Court opinion that upheld a child porn law.
Yeah, so that's in reference to that paperwork that's seen in one of the photos.
And this is another Instagram with like a teenager with blood on its back, like just creepy stuff.
Yeah.
This is like a classic pedophile symbol. This is her hugging a teddy bear. You'll see that it's in imagery of all stuff, which is also kind of a weird thing about the use of the teddy bear in the earlier pictures I saw, because it's a known. It's just a known pedo symbol. You'll see that at the end of Eyes Wide Shut and
Oh,
all
right,
kinds of
because
stuff. Yeah.
yeah, she's picking out the teddy bear in the toy store, right? When the two thugs or whatever come and get her.
That's right.
Yeah.
Her parents let her go. They're just talking. They're just like, okay,
Yeah.
see you. They
Yeah.
don't say bye, sweetie, or whatever. They just let them walk off, which is like, it ties into a lot of this creepy high fashion weird stuff, like the way the
In
elite
a
treat the other people and stuff like that is like they're being almost farmed, which is
And Nicole
really
Kidman
strange.
is the current face of Balenciaga.
That's true.
Oh,
It's
man.
no
That's,
mistake. It's probably no
yeah.
mistake. Red hair, the whole bit, right?
Yeah, and her dad's a real dark character as
That's what
well.
they say, yeah. So more BDSM. This is another friend of hers, like another dark guy.
Albin Adam. Seems to be
That's her on the
cherished by her
right.
as she doesn't show affection to many people on her Instagram except something interesting that is related to his ad campaign.
That's him right there. So he's wearing like The devil made me do it. It's on her Instagram. And then it's like, goes back to Pizzagate. Do you know there's a Hunter Biden email from 2011 that mentions a reception at Comet Ping Pong? Also, another email regarding presidential pizza fundraiser with Tony Podesta, Hillary Clinton, Ezekiel Emanuel, Maya Harris, Kamala's sister, and James Alefantis. No one eats this much pizza. Yet all these Democrats are obsessed with emailing each other about pizza parties. I've not sent a single email about a pizza party to anyone, nor have I received one. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. Yep. The most succulent hot dogs, William.
Yeah, $65,000, right? $65,000. Yeah, $65,000. That's not a coded term, right?
With the walnut sauce on them, too.
Yeah. So, Haitian sauce, all kinds of weird stuff. This is just more Curious Light, but she or whoever put this up, like, notice other symbolism in other fashion houses. So that's the teddy bears was some other fashion house. I forgot it was.
I forget. I've seen this one before. Is this
that's
one
of, Goya? This isn't is? It? Goya, yeah. It's
Cronus eating his
Cronus
son or another
eating
god
his,
or something.
Yeah.
Saturn eating Cronus or something.
Yeah.
But this was some other fashion house. I forgot who it was. But the teddy bear theme, right? The pedo BDSM teddy bear.
Yeah, like the gay bear.
Yeah, the gay bear. And then this is Gucci, kind of the same kind of thing with Kubrick, The Shining.
Oh, yeah, that's The Shining.
Oh, right.
Little Danny's right here.
Absolutely.
And the subtext of The Shining is that Danny was sexually abused. That's the father is not just hurting him physically, but sexually abusing him. And that's why he has this kind of mental split. That's why he disassociates.
Because
he's being abused.
Yeah.
And you'll see a picture of Jack Nicholson's like holding a playgirl, which is really weird in one of the scenes. And we know Kubrick was super meticulous. Everything is intended in the shot. Like, he's very, very concerned about all that stuff. So that's like a little Danny wearing the thing. And yeah, it's very strange.
Are you under the impression, William, that Kubrick was initiated and just knew, or do you think he was a participant in some of the dark?
That's a really good question. I think that he was not one of the old line families, but I think that's what he was trying to expose in Eyes Wide Shut, is that he was more of like the, not Nick Nightingale, what was his name? It was the main character, like the doctor, like he had been around that. I think they faked the moon landing, so he'd been around a kind of like a lot of Masonic kind of figures. People who could really influence and have power over historical narratives, like super powerful. So I think that's what he was doing. There's Kubrick did Lolita, which is overtly, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it deals with like a 13-year-old girl,
13-year-old
right?
Girl. But he, in that, there's tons of pedo symbolism. It's just, it's all through that. Like they have the ping pong table. And there was one post on Crazy Days and Nights that said that he was abusing the girl, that Kubrick was abusing the girl who was in Lolita, whatever the actress. So if that's the case, then he knew a lot of that pedophilia, and that's why those themes are in his films, as he was a partaker. I can't prove that. You know, I found that Crazy Days and Nights has been pretty accurate through time. Like they have a lot of it's a very clever system. Like they just have people give them information, but it's not one person. It's like
is it still active?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, all these, I never knew about this whole ad campaign of Gucci that's all Shining stuff. Yeah. It's crazy.
And
but I think Kubrick was very smart. Yeah, he knew a lot of stuff.
And doesn't that, I mean, that looks like an Adidas outfit.
Yeah, because Adidas.
They collaborated with Balenciaga. Yeah, but Balenciaga and Gucci, it says here, is owned by the same group.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. But, so maybe there's that weird crossover.
I don't know.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, when we were still living in California and San Francisco, William, they had the Kubrick exhibit at the at the Jewish Museum down there on Market Street. My wife and I went. It was pretty cool. We got to see like all the props from, they had like they had the typewriter from The Shining and the axe and the like the monkey suits from 2001 and stuff from like stuff, everything that Kubrick did they had there. They had they had Danny's sweater, the Apollo 11 sweater, right. And all the little twin girls dresses and stuff.
Okay, right, so it's pretty wild.
Yeah, so Volkova references The Shining. Volkova shares one image of the elevator scene in the movie The Shining and tags her friend Gosha. If you don't know much about the Stanley Kubrick film, here's the summary. A little boy named Danny has the shine. Da, 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 da. Okay, Gosha often casted young men through Instagram, going as far as to ask minors to send photos of themselves shirtless in their underwear. Gosha has been doing casting by Instagram for many years now, Gosha's representative told GQ. It is a normal practice nowadays. We always ask to face photos in full length and topless. Sometimes photos in underwear are required to understand the volume of the hips. Interestingly, Gucci owns Balenciaga. They launched a campaign titled Kubrick and use The Shining as inspiration for their photo shoots as well. More teddy bears. Wow, this is
right. So there are more kids, weird kids on couches and with adults. And all Balenciaga.
Yeah.
So this is her on the far left with some guy, but this is a very famous other designer, Karl Lagerfeld.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not worked with very known fashion designers. This is her with the Cornudo back when before she went kind of too farther into the dark side, I guess, way to put it.
Yeah.
So more blood.
Yeah, that's the elevators from The Shining.
Party in LA, bathhouses. This is like pictures of a bathhouse on her Instagram.
She would take young boys and have orgies.
This is a very important pick. This one is also from her Instagram, correct? And that is the back of Genesis P. Orch, who's probably one of the most influential occultists of the 20th century.
Can you give us a little background? I'm sure Deborah doesn't know who he is. I've heard you mention him a lot, and but I don't know much about him. I know he's
from the UK.
Damien Eccles.
Yeah, he's from the UK. He started something called. He believed he was receiving stuff. He's into sex magic. That's very lightly. He also was kind of one of the first them. So that should tell you a lot about the Satanism and Luciferianism that's pervading the American culture now. He thought he was some kind of mixed gender. He called it a positive androgyne. He had massive amounts of surgery, plastic surgery. He started something called the Temple of Psychic Youth, which was kind of an international magical fraternity. He was also in a band called Throbbing Gristle. And used to summon spirits with like a human femur bone trumpet, like just very dark character. And
what's his last name?
Well, his real name was Neil Megson, but he goes by Genesis P. Orridge or Genesis
Porridge. Porridge.
Right. And he, I mean, we can get into the gnarly details, but that's a very dark character. He's passed away, I think, in the last couple of years. Just to have him on her Instagram, they're knowing, well, we're going to see a keynote coming up soon. So that's a picture of Genesis P. Orch with Damien Eccles, convicted right child here? Killer. Yeah.
And Damien Eccles from the West Memphis 3.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good Lord.
Hmm. This is also her Instagram, like a baby with a skull. Those are the signs of the zodiac.
Yeah.
It's a reference to JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah. Have you looked into that case at all, William?
Yeah. I mean, she's probably, I mean, I think Cyril Wecht looked at the autopsy and said that she had been raped, and that if she hadn't died and somebody saw that, the parents would have been arrested. Yes. So there's a lot of very sketchy stuff with that whole story.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be an apple in that photo?
I think so, yeah.
With a bunch of coins stuck in it. Oh, gosh.
Kids dismembered.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Disemboweled.
This is high fashion. God. This is what these people.
And this is just what she puts on her.
Can you imagine going to Balenciaga and paying $6,000 for people who create this stuff?
Yeah. If I put that up on my Instagram, I'd probably get like one like and then a bunch of people not wanting to be friends with me anymore, asking what's going on with
what's wrong with you.
Yeah. Maybe some unfollows, you know? Oh, cool. A child's bedroom with blood all over it.
Horrible murder scene.
Yeah, like blood and all that stuff.
I wonder if there's any, if we can tell what Life magazine this is. There's a Life magazine on the floor. I wonder what I bet you the albums, if you knew what they were, they'd hold some sort of significance. Teddy bears,
bed, more teddy bears, you know.
And keys. Up. Locks and keys.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is that weird Japanese, like, bondage ropes on a teddy bear in a basement.
Basement or something, yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. I mean, this is, like, total symbolism. It's evil.
Okay.
There we go.
Black and white, pentagram, hexagram, naked bodies. Like, they had to spray over their nudity. I mean, the original is probably horrific, you know?
Yeah. She's wearing a Cannibal Corpse shirt. Right.
That's kind of a dark band, too, dark theme band.
Like, yeah, occulted. Yeah, they're openly satanic. I think they're from Tampa, Florida. But it seems like she's doing it in a
church.
In a Catholic church or something for the likes. Severed hands, faces.
Locks, keys, right? A little bit.
Yeah, I wonder what these documents are over here.
I don't know.
They're in Chinese or Japanese.
But you see the one of the guys who commented on there's Emanieru 9393, right? So that's a full early reference, numerical reference.
Okay. Yeah, these look like there's some sort of like identification badges or something like that. Okay. Moschino, another brand with pedo symbology.
We live in a world of institutionalized pedophilia, and the rabbit hole is unimaginable for the common citizen. So then we're going into Kim Kardashian, which she's wearing this weird kind of stuff. It says Kim Kardashian is one of Balenciaga's biggest ambassadors. Here she is alongside one of Michael Boroman's pictures. So she kind of wearing weird GIMP mask or BDSM stuff.
Yeah, she's wearing a full leather mask. It's got the eye holes are actually zippers that you have to open for her to see out of some little slits. I never knew about any of this stuff. I knew they, you know, I'm not into high fashion, but I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's her again. So that was designed by that guy we saw earlier, Demna Vassali or whatever his last name is. So,
yeah, I mean, it looks like a Hugo Boss circa World War II Nazi leather trench coat,
This is some association with them. You see the kind of BDSM bear and Balenciaga. The guy looks like he got beat up or something. You know, they seem to like this theme of like trafficked kids beat up.
Yeah.
Or teens or something. You know.
Oh, man.
So you guessed it, followed by Skims, Kim Kardashian's brand. Skims only follows 214 people, only the closest people to Kim. So she's following this kind of Instagram page.
But she bailed on Balenciaga when all this hit the fan.
Probably wisely, I would say.
Yeah.
So are these two of the young?
Yeah, so this is like the tie-in with Rachel Chandler. So she was with, what do you call it? Like she was with Balenciaga and also pictured with Clinton and all like Eminem and P. Diddy. Like she was in this crowd. Like
she's this one right here.
Strange part. No, no, she'll see her. She's coming.
Okay.
That's her.
Okay. She's not the model. She's the
stylist. Yeah,
she's kind of like a stylist in the background, but her
she's a casting agent for
photographer.
Balenciaga. Yeah. We got Ghislaine Maxwell here. So the party took place at Chateau Marmont in Hollywood. There's a whole bunch of crazy stuff about that place, right?
Tons. I did a whole show on that, yeah. But Levy, like its history really interestingly ties into Hunter Biden, Jim Morrison, Robert De Niro. That's where John Belushi died. So there's Ghislaine Maxwell and the favored witch of all the elite is
Marina Abramovich.
Marina Abramovich, yeah.
Yeah.
She of spirit cooking and weird human cakes and all that stuff.
And this is the owner of the Chateau Marmont.
Correct. Balazs, I think his name is.
Yeah.
There she is photographed. And there's Abramovich. And on the bottom left, you'll see her pictured with Bill Clinton. That's arguably, people have said it's on a private plane. It might have been Epstein's plane, but. It says Lolita Express, and yeah. this is the case that was on the table in the original first picture that I showed.
Ashcroft
first speech. Right.
Free speech.
He is accused of molesting his granddaughter since she was 4 years old until this year. She's now 16. So that was like in another reference on that table was that as well.
Okay, who are these guys, William?
So Jake these are kind of
Dino's
in
chat.
Right. Right. So they surfaced amid, it says here, Christie's Auction House artwork surfaces amid Balenciaga scandal. That's December 2022. And there he is wearing a smiley face, right? It's just another smiley face, you know, reference. These are two brothers. And this is the kind of, quote, art, unquote, they sell. It's kind of the same stuff, beheaded kids and weird stuff, you know. Degenerate art, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, I call it Podesta art.
Podesta art, that's a good one, yeah.
What's this picture? Something really disturbing?
Living with dead art, so it's just like more weird art on a couch. Okay, Kylie Jenner dresses Balenciaga while wearing brand's accessories in the scandal. So she addressed it, but she's still wearing their clothes, which this is Kylie Jenner wearing kind of the green man, Laura thing with the pedo symbol on her leg. That
oh,
kind
the
of
spiral.
Pedo symbol. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my wife used to, she used to rent a room in this house that had been converted kind of for like a bunch of holistic people like massage therapists, acupuncturists. They sectioned it all off into all these rooms in Southeast Portland. And this was called Awakenings Wellness Center. And this is the logo.
It's all over the place. It was all over. Yeah,
they terminated her lease because she would refuse to wear a mask after the mask mandates ended. What's all this?
This is just kind of like
another. Oh, this is them addressing
mea culpa.
Yeah,
from Balenciaga.
So here's Rolling Stone running cover for them, right?
Right.
And so they can pretty much, they just chalked it up to like, oh, the fashion or the photographer or the art designer decided for all this stuff, or?
I don't know. I mean,
it's just
I'd say they're responsible. If you know, like fashion designers, they're looking at all those pictures and okaying everything at the very top. So somebody at the very top okayed it. There's no, it's not a mistake. That's because they're a huge competition. I mean, they are micromanaging everything, you know. So to say, like, we didn't know, they might not have known the depth of the symbolism is probably it. But that's what I was talking about earlier. If you go up, like somebody put the Balenciaga in code words into Google Translate and came out Baal is the king, right?
Yeah. And Balenciaga was like, he was a Spanish guy, right? I think he died in the late 70s, maybe, but he was supposedly supposed to be the king of fashion back then.
Yeah, I think I know it's from Spain.
Yeah.
So this is pretty dark stuff. This is associated with this guy, Lada Volkova and Gosha Rubuchinsky. This guy has heavy-duty tattoos. He's got the Vitruvian Man. He also has a symbol from a very dark human sacrifice cult called the Asaphal Society. Nobody really knows that. It's on his right thigh. But this is like heavy-duty, like occult stuff, elite occultism. Also BDSM. It's all there. These guys are into very dark, you know, Days of Noah, heavy-duty evil stuff. Weird tats. Masks.
Just the whole bit.
Capes. Pornography. That's very graphic. But it goes,
that's him again.
They're kind of like a phallus worshiping. There's a lot of phallus worshiping stuff. And that's super pagan. You know, if you look back into history, that's the Asaphal.
This is the one symbol, you're talking about here.
So it's like world without God. It's very Nietzschean. And they you don't trip and get that symbol put on your leg. If I was law enforcement, but I saw that tattoo, I would be like, bro. Like a lot of these crimes that happen today, like the smiley face killing crimes, the police don't understand these people's thoughts and ideas. They don't understand their motivation. But if they looked into this kind of high art, these type of people, they would understand. That's why these crimes go. People are getting away with these crimes. They don't understand the mens rea, the evil mind of some of these people. They just don't get it. So they could probably interview this guy. Let's come in for an interview. They wouldn't know what to say. It's too what deep. The think? Occultism's what too deep. There's like? The black dragon's tattoo. Like if I was sitting down with that guy, I'd say, when did you get that tattoo? Why did you get it? Did somebody put it on for you? Are you part of a secret society? Where do you meet? You know, he probably wouldn't answer, probably. This is a picture by Terry Richardson. I could do a whole show on Terry Richardson. He was like
super. Who was he?
He's a photographer.
You're familiar with him, Deborah?
Fashion photographer, yeah.
He's been accused of all kinds of abuse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like really graphic stuff.
Like child sexual abuse?
Everything. Pick your stuff. I think he's abusing his mom. He was abusing his models. Years is the allegation. I don't know if he ever went to jail.
How do you know about him, Deborah?
I don't know. Probably looking at fashion magazines.
I don't know. Do you have any idea or any thoughts, William, on when these people all get initiated into all this stuff, or if it's?
I don't.
The chicken or
I am totally uninitiated, so I have no idea. I've never been a Mason. I don't know when these people get involved in the OTO or whatever they're in. You know, I think it's just like probably people used to join the Masons because it was they thought they could get ahead in business, right? So maybe that's that simple. Like it's simple. Like that's what you have to do to become big in the fashion world is hang out with these people, like people of the same birds of a feather, right? So I don't see a lot of Christian types in this, but
no. That would probably be a death sentence to talk about that in this world. Yeah. I mean, you talk about it among normal society in the Bay Area. If you express any, you know, Christian beliefs in public, people would write you off. So.
Yeah, right now, I mean, it's kind of entering into the persecution phase of saying you're Christian. It's probably the least popular thing you could ever say.
Yeah.
Might as well say you're like a Mooney or, you know, a Scientologist. Yeah, people
would be totally.
They'd be
that.
Much more, oh, you're a Scientologist. So good. That's good for you.
Yeah.
That's just more logical. Yeah.
We're about an hour in. William, do you want to look at that Kanye stuff? Or you want to.
You want to. How many more slides are left in this? Keep going down. I don't think there's too many left in this.
Okay,
go to the next one. Right, so these are like more pedophilia type things. Let's get physical. These are some other place. Go down again. Yeah, like just weird rooms. It looks like a rent-a room, and it's some kind of sex dungeon or sex den or something. Go down one more. There's the bathhouse again. Go down again. There's another, like, this is from Demna. This is somebody who's gotten beaten again, like symbolism of, like, they've been tortured.
The black eyes.
This is very heavy. So this is a Balenciaga. Oh. This is the double, this is the Typhonian hand sign.
That's what the Baphomet's doing.
Correct.
Did you watch that movie on Netflix, Black Phone, William?
No, what is it?
It's a movie. I think it's actually pretty good. I enjoyed it. It's about a kid who it's kind of a throwback to like the late 70s, and all these young boys are going missing in this town, and this kid gets kidnapped, taken to the basement by this guy. I think it's Ewan McGregor, or not Ewan McGregor. It's
Ethan Hawke,
and there's like a black rotary dial phone in there. And when he picks it, rings, and when he picks it up, it's the kids who are killed in that room by the guy before talking to him, like telling him what he needs to do to get out. But the guy wears like a mask, like a goat mask in it, the kidnapper. And at one point he comes down, he brings the kid some food, and he says, I promise not to hurt you. But he's wearing like a goat mask, and he goes like this, Scout's honor.
Wow.
So it's like, and I saw it immediately. I'm like, oh my God, that's the Baphomet right there, you know?
Yeah. It's a Typhonian sign too. You'll see other occultists make that Crowley. So Secret Sun pointed out that even the teapot has symbolism. It's just tons of people. Diana, like super deep, dark, heavy duty stuff.
Yeah.
Wiccan references, Children of Artemis. So. It's in the other pictures too in the series. This is all of them together. Demna, Lada Volkova, some models.
Yeah.
But this is quite telling because that's the owner of Balenciaga, is the guy in the center. And then he's with Abramovich.
Yep.
John, what is his name? Francois Henri Pinault.
That's he owns the fashion group that Balenciaga and Gucci are part of, and he is Salma Hayek's husband.
Okay, there we go.
This guy, Deborah, the guy in the middle?
I don't recognize him, but
it's it's the guy to the left of Abramovich. Yeah, or the guy.
Oh, this guy right
here. The guy to her left. So it's the guy in the center. Francois Henri Pinault.
Yeah.
And he's married to
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek, wow.
There's the pizza. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
That's Paris Hilton.
I don't know who the kid is. Just some underage kid. Terry Richardson, warning, I don't care. So they're like, their Genesis references there too. Genesis P. Orge's pillow from Terry. So these guys know him. Terry Richardson knew Genesis P. Orge too, which is incredible.
Yeah.
There's Kanye and Balenciaga. This guy's Zelensky. Fundraising for Zelensky. Yeah.
Looks like a jacket made out of skin. That's
real, real messed up. It's like a Balenciaga jacket that looks together like it's stitched faces together. It's like the cover from the Necronomicon or something. Black eye, man. It's always black eye.
Black eye, right. And there's the pedo symbol on the guy's tie.
Yep.
So that's an associate of Volkova. Her name is Bianca. She's friends with Volkova, but go down because there you'll see a picture of her with a kino. So here's the more torture stuff. She's got the magical triangle symbol of tattoo. And that's her with Michael Aquino.
Wow, I never saw him later in life. I think maybe the only time I ever saw him was like on those old Donahues or whatever he was on back in the day. But he was still spiking up his eyebrows later in life.
Yeah, no, it's a very distinctive thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's his military stuff. You can see the eyebrows are all there.
Yeah, it's Sean Stone, huh?
It's talking with Sean Stone. You can just tell it's the same dude. At least yeah. I can tell.
You know who this guy is right here, Deborah?
No, who's Sean Stone?
That's Oliver Stone's son.
Oh.
Have you ever talked with him, William?
I have not.
I know people that have. There's some weird stuff around him as well, I've heard.
So, like what?
Just some new agey esoteric stuff, so. There's Kanye again.
I think we're coming to the end. There's Kanye. He's got his little couture, high couture stylings, shoes.
Yeah.
That guy sells a lot of shoes. Like, I think Yeezy.
That's a
serious numbers.
Yeah.
Like, real money.
But they just, Adidas just canceled him, I guess. Canceled mm-hmm. his contract.
He seems to think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
He's happy to be out. He's probably free from his contract.
Yeah.
And he might have said some crazy stuff to his own benefit, you know? Get out of a contract and then own all your stuff 100%.
Yeah. There's Jared Leto.
Yeah, Leto. So that's him with Henri Pinault, right? So we just saw Henri Pinault. We just saw Demna Gvasalia, or whatever his name is. But that's them. That's Kanye, Gvasalia, and Pinault. He's got to know a lot of this stuff, Kanye. He's got to know a lot of this darker elements. I know he knows because it's in the other slides. That's him with Alejandro Jodorowsky, who's a heavy-duty, heavy hitter. There's the
black and white.
Black and white. Alchemical colors.
And she's white and he's black. It's
good.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's him. So that same girl, that's Bella Hadid, was in the first slide, right? So yeah, it comes full circle. I put them together to come full circle. So she's the one with Bormons and the Cremaster cycle. And there she is with Anna Wintour and Kanye West.
Yep.
And then that's him with another fashion stylist, which is into the occult. His name is Tishi. His mentor, this guy on the left, his mentor is Marina Abramovich.
Yeah.
It just doesn't really stop. There's all together Marilyn Manson and all this stuff. Justin Bieber and Kanye West.
Oh, I remember when he was doing these Sunday service things in the park. I didn't know he'd invited Marilyn Manson to the show. Yeah. But I guess that's where Sola Scriptura leads you to.
There's Marina again. She keeps popping up. She is a fame hound, man. She shows up in all the right spots.
Yeah.
Shows up at Chateau Marmont, all these other fashion designers, Henri Pinault, all this stuff. And there she is with
Kardashians.
Jesus.
It's unbelievable. There's Bella Hadid with Tishi, so it's all there.
And Gigi Hadid.
Gigi, Bella. That was kind of the end. So we go full circle. That's it.
Right on, William. That was a whirlwind through some.
It's even worse. These are just like the superficial connections. Like, who knows what these guys do behind closed doors or who they're hanging out with?
Yeah.
Or what? I mean, this is just things you can ascertain from what's in the public record. You know?
What they're comfortable putting on their Instagram for the general public to see.
Really?
A lot of those Instagrams are secret now. So it's hard to ascertain. Yeah. But yeah. Pedophilia, Satanism, connections to heavy-duty Satanist Genesis Peorage, Abramovich, you know, like these are high-level stuff, high-level Bormons, child sacrifice, human sacrifice. I forgot the name of this ritual they're doing. I got to go back and find it, but his depiction, Bormon's depictions are really intense. It's not like... somebody who's not initiated would do that. He knows exactly the kind of ritual that he's depicting, like really dark, heavy stuff.
Like the one with like that badger type looking animal. And
the, yeah. Like the, yeah, they black. Kill it and eat it.
they do something to kill it, torture it, and eat it, and then they do it all together, binds them together. There's a name for it. I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
But this era, that's real. I mean, the people who say, like, satanic panic or it's not really happening, you have direct evidence right here that these guys are depicting it. So they'd lied to you in public. They probably have all taken oaths of silence, but the symbols and the stories are all evident. Guys, I got to wrap it up. We'll have to do Kanye some other day.
We'll get you back to do that. I think this is all I can handle anyway today. Yeah. William, plug all your stuff.
Yeah, you can listen to my podcast. I have a variety of different subjects. I did the Occulted Life of Kanye West. It's William Ramsey Investigates, iTunes, or Spotify. My five books are on Amazon. You can get signed copies from my website, williamramseyinvestigates.com. And then I have five videos. If you're kind of a more visual learner, you can look at all these kind of slides and stuff like that. I did five documentaries on Vimeo, kind of on the subject of my books, and I've done two documentaries. No books on the smiley face killers, which is kind of ties into some of the symbolism we saw today.
Perfect. Thanks for coming on, William. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. And, thanks, Adam. Thanks.
I'll get you a file for this in a little bit. All right.
Thanks. I saved it. I'm recording it too. So
okay.
You'll show down there. All right, guys. Take care.
Cool. Awesome. Bye. Good. Bye-bye. Thank you.